19th. Now, when they go to eat the Passover and all, you see, now they're trying to get some change of bread and wine and all, everything else. You do what all the fans up stand with you, right? You see?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you've got in Genesis what they said there, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, listen. Watch now. Catch it. See, Yahweh, Moses sees Yahweh during them 6 days. Create the greater and more perfect tabernacle. That is to say, sees the anointing of Israel. He creates the first of the heavens and earth. See, which is a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Are you listening? And the sun, say, was standing there for a night by day. And the moon, the light and night, is that right? Now, I said that to say this. Say, now, in the 25th chapter, the 25th chapter of Exodus, where they brought this stuff up out of here. See, they didn't know what to do with it. You see? See, your mother didn't know. They brought it up. See, that you can rest, please. Sit down and get done with it. I might need you again. Sit down. Sit down. All right.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
speak unto the children of Israel.
Now look, this is the first time they knew anything about what to do with that stuff.
Right.
See, Yahweh is not created out of this substance. The heaven and the earth out of this stuff should have been.
Know what to do with it. See?
And he said, I will be what I will be, let it be, and it was.
Amen.
Reaching all that stuff. You see? You follow?
Yes.
See? Now Yahweh speaks to the Moses and tell him, and tell the children of Israel, to do what?
That they bring me an offering.
That they bring me an offering.
Of every man that giveth it willingly.
Of every man that giveth it willingly.
With his heart he shall take my offering.
That's right. Now, I don't have time. Time is getting short. But I know it's getting time for us for a moment. I don't want to hold you over time. But now, here's what I'm showing you now. Yahweh creates a greater and more perfect tabernacle himself. He transformed into a tabernacle.
Yes.
And then he creates or into a temple. And then into a tabernacle. Then he creates. That's why this is three folks. And then he creates the heavens and the earth. And the sun is set right in there. And the moon, ain't that right?
Right.
And now, Moses, you take that stuff that you brought up like that, what he tells him that. And then you make me a tabernacle so the sun can draw in the tabernacle.
All right.
Yeah.
why Yasharah had to say what he said.
And fulfill it.
Right? Now the next thing we want to do is we want to show now the ascension. Now you've got to go up in this knowledge of ascension. As I'm talking about after the resurrection. Now, the first chapter of Acts of the Apostles, right?
After he risen from the dead.
Got to go into a mountain. Got to send it up from a mountain. See, Joshua, step still. That last time that Moses went up there, he could have been taken with stone.
Right.
Now, Joshua, step still. Don't believe Moses, you can't believe me. That's what the matter with these idiots.
That's right.
See, they don't believe me. so then they don't believe it. See? Now get this straight. It's black out down here, just like they told you when that fast the land is off of them. You see? Now, this is get this right now. This is the beginning of the migration.
Right.
See? Then in the beginning of the creation, it's got to be that dark black heaven. Now, wherever you're going to get anyway, you got to plot out all that.
Okay. All right.
See? All that old ignorance is the same.
All right. And
I doubt. You get over the
face. That's right.
That's right. They don't know why they don't. See? Could I just get a pure real hateful and play it in?
See, I created the
heaven.
Somebody
might
tell me I didn't
do
it.
All right. And I'm not talking about receiving the vision. I'm talking about his heart.
Got out of it.
That's right.
Now, I want to make this good and clear. Down to the he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Now, did you hear that? A body hast thou prepared me. Now, that means that Joseph was 95. You look in the third chapter of Luke, it says there was supposed, they were told that Joseph was his father.
That's right.
Now that was a prepared, are you listening? Sacrificial body. Now that's when he comes into the world. And there's something else I want to say about that too. And that's this. Now that's not the first coming. And the folks are looking for his second coming. As of now, but I want to let you know that.
Moreover, brethren,
now listen.
teach you all things.
Shall teach you all things.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
Whatsoever I have said.
Whatsoever I have said. Now, do you know why he said that?
Don't get a great big question in your mind now.
Why he said that?
Now, all the 3.5 years he was along that with him, you see, everything he said, he was going to bring it to their remembrance. See?